Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation and here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's Cowboys Monday, our first Cowboys Monday of the year.
First of the year,
and Krusty's Corner is brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant. All 22 was interesting to this. Well, Chuck, you said you got yours yesterday morning.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad. I encourage anybody out there, too, by the way, if you have the availability, funds to go ahead and go on to, I'm not trying to promote NFL.com, but if you have the ability to go on and get the All 22 stuff, go ahead and
do
it.
It's like $15 a month.
Yeah. Let me tell you what, you don't have to be a scout. You could just go and look, and it gives you the sideline copy. The end zone copy, you could see, like, you know.
Plus, you get, like, condensed games from other games. There's tons of content
TV
in here. Red zone.
There's, like, stats, all kinds of things. I sound like I'm promoting it here, but I'm promoting it for guys and gals out there if you just want to learn. Maybe you watch it and you're, you watch it and you're kind of like, oh, well, I don't really understand. Well, like I say, we got other platforms that can help you with that.
Yeah.
I got my stuff at the Crown Global Media that we're going to do. We got a lot of things that we can do to kind of help you understand the game a little bit better that way.
By the way, clutch t-shirt hoodie for Crown Media that you gave
Thank
me.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I mean, just perfect for the summer because you get full Thank coverage you. From the
yeah.
sun,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but it's still breezy. It's genius. Yeah, it's
well, thin. Thank you. I appreciate yeah. that. Very kind of you. All right.
It wears well.
In this football game, and I just kind of just took it in order of like how the plays went off because that's how I just watched it. And in the preseason, in the regular season, I'll watch offense and then I'll watch defense, but I just took it in the order that it came, you know, on the film.
Going chronological on us.
A little bit. They're going to play a slant front. They're just not big enough to handle defense to play toe-to-toe with anybody. And so what's going to happen here is if they're really poor in run defense, and this is something you could tell on the tape, and Zach, please feel free to chime in if you saw the same thing. But when they are not good against the run, it's generally because they have bad fits. And this defense, this front, is going to be about movement, and it's going to be about taking gaps. And Zach asked me an interesting question today. He's like, why do we look like we're so spread out across the front?
They're lining up super wide.
Opponents do that to them. Opponents are going to do that to them. They're going to make, if they understand that you're going to be a front that's going to play gaps and try and fill gaps, they're going to spread you out. And I don't mean like the formation, but the width and the splits of the offensive linemen. They could cheat that a little bit and get a little wider, knowing that you're having to try and take gaps.
They're not the O-line's not going to go foot to foot.
No, not on you. No, they're absolutely not going to go foot to foot on you here. And I think that's where Dallas is going to. But if they're going to play this scheme, because it was clearly evident when, like, right off the jump, you see them that Eberflus tries to slant the front to the strong side of the Rams formation. And with Bell filling as the extra defender. So they're gonna slant to the strength of the offense, and then they're going to try and fill the gaps with the linebackers to the opposite way, and then fill that extra hole with the down safety is what they're gonna do. And so just right off the jump, JT holds his gap and Bell fills. But Wheat has problems getting off the tight end's block, and he can't close. So now all of a sudden, this is what happens to this defense. He's responsible for a gap. Leofau steps up. He gets pinned inside for the and leaving a seam. So what happens? Okay, now you've got a defender that can't get to the gap. You got another defender that tries to undercut mm-hmm. and get in the gap, but he gets pinned to the inside. Now you got these holes inside or these seams. If Dallas is going to be good at run defense, they are going to have to do a better job of getting off blocks. And again, these are not a lot of starters here. These are sort of backup guys. But, you know, Maris Leofau, you know, as well as he played, there's sometimes where he gambles. There's sometimes where he guesses. And I mean, guesses that like he's guessing that he could run under this block and then get back in his gap. You can't play that way. If they are not gap sound with the way that they handle this front, they're going to get run on all day, and people are going to figure that out about them. And so it's going to be imperative, though, that they find ways to get off blocks, play gaps, play square. And it, because there were times the defensive tackles where JT and others were in good shape. Linebackers got him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
James got him in trouble one time. Leofau got him in trouble one time. You know, Clark got him in trouble one time.
That Harris, who had a really good game, there was one play he guessed and shot the wrong gap.
And then the ball goes right past.
So the linebackers have to trust their ability to disengage and kind of slide into that?
That's it, man. Yeah. You've got to. And I mentioned James because one time he went straight shoulder into the blocker. And it kind of compressed him, and then so he gets moved, but he's responsible for that gap. He's responsible for that B gap. Mm. And when he got compressed, then the ball just went right past him. And so the next time around, he played with his hands. They probably saw it on the sidelines. They said, "Listen, you've got to extend. You got to be." And then he makes a play. So that's going to be if this team is going to, I can say, have any success in run defense, it's going to have to get better.
I wanted to ask you about James, and it seemed like there was a couple of times he was just stuck in quicksand that I'm like, fire! And he's just like,
which is what I saw on tape at Florida. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's not the most instinctive guy.
Okay.
And they had a little problems with the defense too. And I'd been talking up and really, really looking forward to, Damone Clark playing in this game. Damone Clark reverted back to some of the things that got him in trouble the last couple of years.
Yeah, that was disappointing because he was a captain for the game. Yeah. Everybody was fired up. He's had a great camp, great off season, and then it looked like the same old Damone Clark.
Yeah, I was hopeful that in this, the one game, the one opportunity, but in practice, he was part of, if you look at the depth chart, he was Leofau or Clark. So he had put himself in position to make some to get some opportunities. They gave him some opportunities. This team, when it came to pass coverage too, by the way, as much they played a lot of zone in this game, and the linebackers, it appeared that the linebackers were just frozen with Bennett. And I mean frozen, they just were eyes in backfield and really weren't reading very well. It happened one time too with Wanya Thomas. His ball to the outside, and you could clearly see that they're all stuck, and the ball's going to the outside, and you could see that Stetson Bennett is clearly looking to the outside, and he just stays in the middle of the right on the hash,
yeah, just in no man's land. I mean, it's so just frustrating. Just, you got guys
driving on the ball, try and make a play, but here you got space, and they're not driving on the ball. Everybody was just kind of like they were just waiting. It was almost like they were waiting for somebody else to make a play.
And that the ball went over the top on him, too. Yeah. I did not think Wanya had a strong outing.
No, I didn't think so either. They were struggling in that regard. I want to just look real quick. I'm sorry, I lose track of time here. But Joe Milton, the third down play, where he throws the ball to Tolbert inside. This is the problem with Joe Milton. And when the coach is trying to help him, they try and run a third down run, a max protection, and it really does work. I mean, they get exactly what they want out of the protection. And Milton has four options. He selected the most difficult throw, which was Tolbert. That was the fourth option. Three other options was Schoonmaker in the flat, Cropper or Mingo inside over the middle at the sticks, which he's looking at that. He's looking at those guys, and for some reason, I don't know what pulls him, the end zone copy, it looks like it's a clean throw. He pulls that and then tries to hit Tolbert on the one where it should have been intercepted. That's Joe, you can't do those things. You got to be able to take what you can, get the first down, move on, and then keep the drive going. But he took, and they called the protection to help him, and it did. So unfortunate right there with that one. The Adeniji sack. Okay, let me do this one instead. Let me do Awesome Richards, his situation, in the back-to-back two deeps, if I could, real quick.
That was frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one from the sideline copy, it looks like that his helmet is in the middle of TJ Bass's body. It looks like that he's up on the line. But what happens is that you look at the official on the far side of it, and the official puts his hands up like, I just told you, move up. So you see the official hands up and just throws the flag like, you've got to be smarter than that. If the official tells you to move up, move up. Now, I will say this about Awesome Richards. I thought he was the best offensive lineman you had in this game. I don't know, Zach, if you kind of noticed.
I thought Nate Thomas was fine in pass pro.
Yeah.
I thought Awesome did a really good job, especially in the running game.
Yeah.
Being able to seal.
Right. Other than those two, he didn't give up any pressures in the game. And he was able to, in the run game, he played tackle and he played guard.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to successfully run the ball behind him. And then also, too, his side was not getting pressured. So good job by Awesome Richards.
Would you say the depth at O-line is good?
I would say that, to me, if they determine that they're going to go with Bass and they're going to go with the center, Kaufman, and they also are going to go with Awesome Richards, then they've got to kind of figure out if they want to go 10, they're going to have to figure out two more guys.
Yeah, because I thought of Johnny Cornelius had a pretty good game too at right tackle.
It's funny, the tackles were all right in this game.
Yeah.
They really were. Sadiq Charles, I don't think, is particularly good. And the veteran. And then Adeniji, he gave up the one sack, and he was clearly off balance on the play. Like, he got worked underneath, and then he was on one leg. And what happened was Charles is playing next to him, and Charles is off balance too. So now, instead of trying to help and make the play, they're both off balance. And unfortunately, though, that was that led to a sack right there. So, and another thing I want to kind of point out here before my time ends here, that I saw a lot of routes where, and Zach, again, you had a chance to see the tape. I saw a lot of routes where the receivers were in the same spot.
Yeah, and that Brooks catch.
Yeah.
Him and Cropper were both in the
same spot. It happened three different times where receivers were in the same spot as other receivers. And I wonder if that's just trying to do too much, or do we really know what's going on play-wise? And just, do we need more work with these receivers to try and figure these things out? Because there were several times where the routes ended up where Milton was throwing the ball to an area and there were two receivers in the same spot. And that probably shouldn't be the case.
No, that's not how you draw it up.
Yeah, not at all.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Former Ravens coach, Super Bowl champion, hell of a broadcaster, Brian Billick joins us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.